Jordan, thank you for joining us for this week's Silver City Report. You recently covered the Written Word Fiesta that was held in Silver City. What can you tell us about this year's event?
Yeah, so the Southwest Word Fiesta began on Tuesday, October 19th, and it went on until Sunday, October 24th. And this was the fifth festival that they've had. The festival is every 2 years. But this fiesta, due to COVID, had seven face-to-face events while holding the rest via Zoom. And Zoom allowed for the guests to tune in all the way from New York, California, and even Ireland. So they had a keynote speaker, Rick Bass, and he held his event via Zoom from Montana, while other keynote speakers even were in San Antonio, Texas. And then students at WNMU, they performed for the first time ever during the festival. They held a face-to-face event, doing a band book reading and a melodrama pertaining to different band books, such as The Hunger Games, Harry Potter, and books like that. So to wrap things up, Eve West-Bessier, she did a book launch and reading of her new book, Pink Cadillacs. She also sang songs, and every event had a pretty good amount of people show up. It was really nice. There was a lot of people at each event, and it seemed like COVID didn't really slow things down at all. So it was a completely hybrid event. And even the face-to-face events, they were still available via Zoom. They had camera crews there filming them and everything.
Okay, Jordan, I want to thank you so much for updating us this week. You are working as a student intern at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. You're a student at WNMU. Why are you interested in becoming a journalist?
Well, ever since I was young, I've loved writing. And I really love journalism because I like interviewing people. I like talking to people, and I like really getting out there, you know? It's nice to take pictures and interact with people, and I feel like journalism is one of my favorite forms of writing for those reasons exactly.
Jordan Archunde is a student intern at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jordan, again, thank you for the update this week. We look forward to talking with you in the future on the Silver City Report.
No problem. Thank you.